The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction to the volume 2 of our report explains that decision. It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
So, hello, everybody. Hello. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, and Mueller has spoken. So apparently we now have to wait for Bill Barr to tell us what he said. I mean, this did not sound like anything Bill Barr said when Bill Barr said, here's my bottom line conclusions about what Mueller wrote, which Mueller said today is his testimony. Oh, my God. I have to tell you, this is, I mean, Mueller said a lot. He said absolutely nothing. Nothing that sounded like anything Bill Barr said. I mean, nothing like anything that Bill Barr said. Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. I still have my emails open. I'm looking for legal opinions out there. Let me just. All right. So it's stunning. OK, because here is basically what happened when Mueller was asked to become special counsel. Mueller had predetermined, before he even interviewed any single person or saw one single email or read one single document or learned anything about the Russian intelligence operation, Mueller had predetermined that you cannot indict a sitting president. And so this whole dog and pony show, this whole Mueller investigation was simply to preserve evidence for a time when Donald Trump was no longer president. I hope I've explained that to you. I hope that you understand that the entire Mueller report was undertaken with a predetermined outcome that no matter how much crime Mueller uncovered on the part of a president, he would not charge. That is unbelievable. That is simply striking. Now, Mueller doesn't want to testify. He said today he hopes this was the last day that he... I will play you the whole thing, the whole Mueller press conference, in case you missed it, because you really need to hear it. It's 9 minutes long. We can fit it in into the next segment in its entirety. So I'm going to play it for you so you can sit there and listen to every word he says. And I want you to remember, he's a lawyer. Bill Barr is a lawyer, okay? And these are dueling lawyers parsing freaking words. I want to show you something. I mean, let me play you what Bill Barr said about the OLC. This is what Mueller is getting at when he says that it was predetermined that it would be unconstitutional because of a Justice Department rule, the OLC rule, that says you can't indict a sitting president. All right. So he went into this investigation knowing the outcome would not be him charging. And that the proper place to charge a president, in his mind, is Congress. Hello, Nancy Pelosi. Hello, Gerald Nadler. I mean, that subpoena would be on Mueller's desk right now. It would have right out of my little hot little hands into Mueller's office. But when Bill Barr was asked specifically that question. Was it because, and you know, this is because people who really are paying attention, people who truly read every indictment, the speaking indictments, people who understood what Mueller was finding, people who understood what collusion is versus conspiracy to defraud, right? And it's a very parsed thing in the Mueller report, too, the conspiracy. See, Mueller finds that more than two people acted together in order to interfere with the election. He understands that more than two people. He understands that the Trump campaign and the Russian government did things together. What he says in his report, though, is they didn't explicitly agree to each other's terms, but that they did act together. And in his opinion, conspiracy involves more than two people taking an action. That, to me, is bizarre. But it also goes to show you that he was never going to charge a crime. Okay? And he said as much today. He was never going to charge a crime. But the reason why he would never charge a crime is because of the OLC opinion. And he goes to great lengths today to say, well, I work for the Justice Department, so I'm bound by that Office of Legal Counsel decision. I'm bound by the rule that says you can't indict a sitting president. So I did this to preserve evidence. I did this when, you know, memories were fresh, so I could write it down, so I could memorialize it for the proper place for a president to be indicted, which is Congress. Here's the part where he says that.
The department's written opinion explaining the policy makes several important points that further informed our handling of the obstruction investigation. Those points are summarized in our report, and I will describe two of them for you. First, the opinion explicitly permits the investigation of a sitting president because it is important to preserve evidence while memories are fresh and documents available. Among other things, that evidence could be used if there were co-conspirators who could be charged now.
Now.
And second, the opinion says that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing.
Okay, so you follow this? Only Congress can indict a president. Bob Mueller went into this investigation bound by, in his mind, bound by the rule, the OLC rule, you can't indict a sitting president. Well, when Bill Barr was asked that, but for the OLC opinion, would Mueller have been able to find a crime? He said no. He lied.
On March 5th, we specifically asked him about the OLC opinion and whether or not he was taking the position that he would have found a crime but for the existence of the OLC opinion. And he made it very clear several times that that was not his position. He was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found a crime. He made it clear that he had not made the determination that there was a crime.
Now, that is so parsed, I can't even tell you. Only lawyers in the audience are going to get what that is, okay? For the rest of us, when you have somebody speaking on behalf of a two-year investigation and trying to represent to the American people what the way Bill Barr couched it, the way he parsed it, indicates to an ordinary citizen who has to go vote someday if there wasn't an OLC rule that says you can't indict a sitting president, Bob Mueller wouldn't have found a crime. And he told me that over and over again. I mean, I asked him so many times. Well, Bob Mueller handed out to reporters after his resignation. This was basically him resigning from the Justice Department today and closing the office of the special counsel. That's what this was. Okay. And Bob Mueller gave a handout to reporters after, because the reporters all wanted to know whether or not Bill Barr lied about that fact. And Mueller said, well, it was the Justice Department policy, and those were the principles under which we operated, meaning the OLC predetermined that he could not indict a sitting president. And he said, and because of that rule, we concluded that we could not reach a determination one way or the other about whether the president committed a crime. And then he said, this is the office's final position, and we won't comment on any other conclusions or hypotheticals about the president. Oh, bite me, Bob. You have to come forward now, because we have an illiterate country that did not read your report. And for those of us who did, there was nothing new in that today. But you have to now explain it to a country of idiots, including Congress.